From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. You guys are great. Yes. I know how you're feeling. We're also in a really good mood this week. First of all, we finally made it to Philadelphia. Great to be here. Second, later on, we're going to be joined by musical genius Bobby McFerrin right here. That's exciting. And lastly, as loyal employees, we are so proud to tell you that today, NPR is celebrating 11 whole days without a self-inflicted wound.
But Peter,
we have a little sign in the office hallway near the coffee machine.
My whole job here is to figure out what I can say that will get me fired from NPR and get me a $2 million contract from Fox.
Yeah.
I've got it half figured out.
I know. So, help us keep up our safety record. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter, how's it going?
Not too bad. Who's this?
This is Adam Melhorn calling you from the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh, how are things in Hawaii?
Well, pretty good. I live up in Volcano, so it's actually a little bit rainy up here.
Wait a minute. You live in a volcano?
Oh, come on.
Well, I moved here because I wanted to live in a town called Volcano, and the fact that it's in Hawaii doesn't do anything against it either.
Really? So you would have taken a volcano in, say, Iowa,
Ohio,
had
yes.
there been one?
Well, it makes it cool to put on your address. Whenever people send you a letter, they don't know if it'll actually ever get to you.
That's true. Well, Adam, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to this week's panel. First up, a humorist and author of the new book, Don't Vote, It Just Encourages the Bastards, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hello, P.J.
Hey, Adam.
Next is the woman behind the advice column Ask Amy and the author of the memoir The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hello, Amy.
Hey. Hi, Adam.
Finally, say hello to a humorist and the author of the new audiobook It's Just Like I Told You, 25 years of comments and comic pieces available at a download near you, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hey, Adam.
Aloha, Tom.
Adam, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will, of course, win our prize, Carl's voice, on your home voicemail. Ready to go?
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Let us do it. Here is your first quote.
Yes, we can, but...
That was somebody talking on The Daily Show this week, reflecting the mood of his whole party right before next week's election. Who is it?
Barack Obama?
Yes, indeed, the president. It's so exciting. 2 years after his election, President Obama finally revealed the rest of his campaign slogan. Yes, we can, but... If we had just looked closer at that hope poster, we would have seen the asterisk. No, really, it's just like when President Roosevelt said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself, and also Hitler." So the Democrats, going into this next week's election, the Democrats have lost the support of women. They've lost the support of independents and the president's dog, Bo, who says he resents the government wanting to put him on a leash. The congressional Democrats, for their part, are reconciling themselves to a big loss. They're trying to look on the bright side. For example, if they lose the House in 2010, there is no way they can lose the House in 2012. In this upcoming term, the entire caucus will finally be able to fit into Nancy Pelosi's van. That'll be great.
I knew it was all over for the Democrats when Michelle Obama started sticking carrots in school lunches.
Really? You think that really was the thing?
There went the youth vote. You know?
Pretty much.
You got one pleasant moment. You got one pleasant 20 minutes in the entire school day. And there are a bunch of carrots staring at you.
This is true. Weather reports say it's going to rain on Election Day, like everywhere. And according to actual political analysts, rain depresses Democratic turnout far more than Republican turnout. This is true.
You know why? It's Birkenstocks.
That's it.
All right, very good. Adam, here is your next quote.
My favorite strain these days has to be Dr. Walker's Daze. It's a pretty epic mood elevator. You're instantly happy, and you stay happy.
That was a California woman named Dragonfly de la Luz. She was talking to NPR this week. She was talking about a measure on California's ballot that would make what legal?
I'm saying that would probably be pot.
Yes, it would be. On Election Day next week, California might legalize marijuana. Chances are looking better now that George Soros has pitched in $1 million to the effort. Full disclosure, Mr. Soros has also donated to NPR to fund our coverage of snack foods and fish concerts. But it'd be weird. I mean, you think about it. I mean, you know, people think about, oh, you know, people are going to abuse it. But it's really more of a cultural question, because if marijuana becomes legal, it will be mainstream, just like alcohol. And it will be weird to have a world in which that is true. There'll be glossy but ambiguous ads for dope on TV. Instead of throwing a football through a tire, the guy will try to throw a tire through a football and collapse into giggles, you know? Marijuana companies will buy sponsorships, sporting events. College football will have, like, the Capital One Bowl, the AT&T Bowl, and the Pass the Bowl Bowl.
You know, I feel like I should, as a Republican and all that, be against this, you know, but it's a drug that makes teenage boys drive slow. How bad is that, really?
All right, your last quote is an unusual rallying cry never heard before in the world of sports.
Fear the beard.
That's a team slogan. It is.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. It seems like our entire audience had stomach trouble at once. I don't know why. That is a team slogan referring to the distinct facial hair of one particular player who is participating in this year's what?
World Series.
Yes, indeed.
Of baseball.
Exactly. Let me just say to our audience here in Philadelphia that it's a relatively unimportant contest. The World Series got underway this week in San Francisco, and most sports writers have predicted that once again an American team will take home the trophy. This year, there's actually slightly more interest than usual because one of the teams has never been in the World Series. That's the Texas Rangers, a team once owned. All right. I see your loyalty. A team once owned by George W. Bush, who sold them back in 1998. So, America, now we know it takes about 12 years to recover from George Bush. The series started in San Francisco and then is going to go to Dallas, marking the first time 40 San Franciscans ever voluntarily went to Texas. The two communities have made the usual friendly wager. If the Rangers win, Texas gets to secede from the Union. If the Giants win, Texas has to secede from the Union. Carl, how did Adam do?
Adam had 3 correct answers, Peter. A perfect game for him. And so, Adam, you win our prize.
Well done.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Have fun in the volcano.